This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. It was a night of recognition for several Batesville citizens at last night's City Council meeting. Ronnie Hampton was recognized for his 10 years of service on the Planning Commission. Hampton says citizens should play the game on the field, not the sideline, and his recognition was not about him, but about the city of Batesville. And Chelsea Willis received recognition for her 400 and 800 meter gold medal wins at the recent Athens, Greece Special Olympics. Over 7,500 athletes from 145 nations competed. Ms. Willis trained for over 2 years and it paid off. She also received one of the highest honors the city can bestow, the key to the city of Batesville. And the council also recognized the Batesville Scrappers baseball team, which won the Cal Ripken North Arkansas tournament for the fifth year in a row. In fact, the Scrappers have lost no games in the tournament during that five-year streak. Another youth baseball team was honored for 6 out of 7 tournament victories. The Batesville Smashers, who competed in the U.S. Specialty Sports 8AA tournament. And a certificate of appreciation was given to Vance Jarrett for his volunteer work on Fitchew Park ballparks. And Sheriff Steve Jeffrey reported his department has started river patrols since the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission gave the department a boat. Future Fuels sandblasted the boat and Bad Boy Mowers bought a trailer for it. Cost about $3,400. The patrol will run from Lock 1 to Lock 2, primarily on weekends and holidays. More people are using the river for water recreation than in recent years. And the Sheriff's Department, according to the Sheriff, graduated a new reserve class last week with 10 new reserve officers. Dateline Mountain View, where there will be a special meeting of the Mountain View City Council today at 4 p.m. It'll be at the Mountain View City Hall to discuss the water department funds. And organizers of a job fair for former employees of the now-closed Yarnell's Ice Cream Company in Searcy say more than 20 businesses and organizations plan to attend the event. The governor's dislocated worker task force is hosting the event from 9:30 until 4 p.m. Thursday at the Carmichael Community Center in Searcy. The June 30th closing of Yarnell's left about 200 employees out of work. About 150 of those worked at the Searcy plant. And there's a new Miss Independence County for 2011, as selected last night during the 91st edition of the Independence County Fair. And the queen is 19-year-old Chelsea Nicole Hendricks, the daughter of Randy and Marla Hendricks of Newark. She attended Cedar Ridge High School. First runner-up, Mason Celeste McGurk, the 18-year-old daughter of Chris and Dr. Suzanne McGurk of Batesville. And the second runner-up, Callie Guthrie. Her parents are Wally and Sherry Guthrie. She's 19 years old. Her address is Batesville. She also was selected by her fellow contestants as Miss Congeniality. And as we mentioned earlier, the 91st edition of the Independence County Fair is in full swing, moving into its third day. Always one of the most popular entities of the Independence County Fair is the Midway. It's provided by PBJ Happy Days Shows. They return once again, a very popular carnival and amusement show with a good attraction called the Nemesis 360. The carnival offers some favorite amusement rides like the Fireball and the Nemesis, but the newest attraction at this year's festival is a two-story funhouse called the Monkey Maze. Cody Casper, a member of the family that runs the Happy Days show, says it is a family-based business and a long time one at that.
We started the company in 1970. I should say my grandma.
All right.
I'm only 27, so I'm still a young pup in some people's eyes. But it's been a family-owned business for 41 years now. My mom and dad are out there, as well as my aunt and uncle and nieces and nephews, and we try to do a good job out there. We enjoy it. It's fun getting to work outside and travel around.
All right. I have grandchildren. Of course, they're going to grab me by the hand and say, come on, Papa B, let's go ride. Now, here's what I need to know, Cody. I need to know which ones to stay away from that are real scary and fast. So
if your kids start dragging you over towards some of the scarier rides like the new Nemesis 360.
Whoa.
Or the Ring of Fire, you might want to.
All right, I'm writing this down. Ring of Fire and Nemesis 360.
Yeah, those are two of the
most
intense.
Those are the fun ones, huh?
Oh, yeah. The kids get a blast.
There are two nights left for Armband Night tonight and tomorrow night. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.